आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टदर्शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की कुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री महापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसजेंडर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। श्री श्री गौरताय की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता देवी की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सुभाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय। श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। मूकङ्ग्रदिवाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं। वन्देऽं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवम्। साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीशगोपिकाकन्द राधाकन्द नमस्तुते। तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरथ सर नम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So today is the divine appearance day of Srila Narottama Das Thakur. So every day we used to discuss here on Grantha Bhagavat. There are two types of Bhagavatas. One is Grantha Bhagavata and the another Bhagavata is Bhakti Bhagavata, Sadhu Bhagavata. So today we'll discuss about Bhakti Bhagavata, Sadhu Bhagavata. That means the great devotee of the Lord. So Narottama Das Thakur was a great acharya in your line who wrote many songs which has been described in his prarthana, means prayer songs, and another book is called Prema Bhakti Chandrika. So these two books are very, very important for our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Once it is said that one Siddha Baba Chaitanya Das, who was a realized soul, so he was sitting in one place, then another gentleman, he asked him, that my dear Baba, means saintly person, we know that to attain Prema Bhakti, the love of Krishna is very rare in this material world. So, how can I get Prema Bhakti? When it is so rare to get, then how can I get Prema Bhakti? So that Baba answered, you can get Prema Bhakti in 4 paisa. So in those days, paisa was very important. Nowadays we discuss in rupees, not paisa. So he said, in 4 paisa you can get Prema Bhakti. Then that gentleman felt offended. He thought, this Baba is joking with me. That he is telling in 4 paisa you can purchase Prema Bhakti. So then he asked Baba, that Baba, are you joking with me? You are telling I can get Prema Bhakti in 4 paisa? So Baba said, no, I am not joking with you. I am telling the truth. You can go to the market and you can buy 2 books written by Narottama Das. One is Prarthana, another is Prema Bhakti Chandrika. both are 2 paisa each. So that means 4 paisa. And he said, you read these 2 books every day. And I am guaranteeing you that you will attain Prema Bhakti very quickly. So that means these 2 books are so important for us to attain that rare Prema Bhakti, love of Godhead. And Narottam Das Thakur was not any ordinary personality. He was actually awarded Prema Bhakti by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. When Narottam Das Thakur appeared, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not present in this planet. He had disappeared. But he understood, he knew that his great devotee Narottam would come and he would distribute this love of Godhead and deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnita, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha, Sam Sundaral Tavisadevi ki jai. So knowing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while taking bath in the Ganges, Ganges has 2 branches actually. One is coming down as Bhagirathi through Mayapur Dham and going to the ocean. Another branch of Ganges is called Padma. And this branch of Ganges is flowing through Bangladesh. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ganga Devi, while taking a bath in the Ganges Padma, told Ganga Devi that I am leaving this love of Godhead with you, and when my devotee Narottam would appear and he would come and take bath in your water, you give this love of Godhead to him. This was the arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means Sri Narottam Das Thakur was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get love of Krishna and distribute it to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this age of Kali. So Narottam Das Thakur, he appeared at the bank of river Padma, Ganges, which is flowing in Bangladesh, in a town called Gopalpur, Gopal Nagar. And he was born in the family of a king. His father's name was King Krishnananda Datta. So Krishnananda Datta was the king of that region, and his brother was Purushottam Datta. So Krishnananda Datta's son was Narottam Das Thakur. And Purushottam Datta's son was Santosh Datta. So Santosh Datta was the cousin brother of Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur's mother's name was Narayani Devi. So by worshipping Lord Narayan and praying for a long time, actually, Krishnananda Datta and Narayana Devi got this great personality, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, as their son. And from the very childhood, Narottam Das Thakur was very beautiful. His bodily color was molten gold, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bodily color was molten gold. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. So Narottam Das Thakur's bodily color was also molten gold. He was looking very beautiful. And he had all the symptoms, bodily symptoms of a Mahabhagavat. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had hands, Ajanu Lambita Bhuja. He had hands touching to his knees, very long arms, and wide eyes, beautiful wide eyes. And Narottam Das Thakur had a deep navel. These are the symptoms of great personalities. And broad chest, deep navel. So in this way, the parents could understand that this child was not any ordinary child. And when they saw the Janmapatri, Janmapatri means the astrologer calculates about the future of the child, taking into account the birth time and the constellation of the planets and stars. So from that one can know the future of the person by calculating from the Janmapatri. So the astrologer calculated and predicted to Krishnananda Datta that this boy would be a great Mahanta, a great personality, great Acharya. And he would deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So this was predicted from the very beginning of his childhood. And Narottam Das Thakur was very peaceful in his childhood days. Generally, the children used to become naughty in childhood days. But Narottam Das Thakur was very, very peaceful in his childhood. His mother would keep him or made him, make him sit somewhere, and he would just sit there. So he was very peaceful. That's why his mother Narayan Devi was always praying to Lord Narayan that please bless my child. So everything become auspicious in his life. That is the general prayer of the parents. Generally the parents pray to the Lord for the auspiciousness of their children. So Krishnananda Datta and Narayani Devi, they were praying to Lord Narayan in this way. And in due course of time, when Narottam Das Thakur went to study, so that time there was no schools like nowadays. So there were teachers who would teach students in their house. That was called Patsala. And they used to study Sanskrit. So Narottam Das Thakur, when he first went to Patsala, he learned everything very quickly. Once the teacher would say, Then immediately Narottam Das Thakur would remember. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur learned all the grammar very quickly. And grammar is a subject which generally you have to recite again and again, the sutras. Otherwise, it would be difficult to remember. The Sanskrit grammar, one has to recite every day, again and again, to remember the grammatical sutras. Otherwise, one would forget. If for few days, one would not recite, one would forget. This is Sanskrit grammar. But Narottam Das Thakur, he learned everything just by hearing once from his teacher. The grammar, the poetry, the ornamental poetry, and even he studied the philosophy. So in this way, he became very scholarly in Sanskrit grammar and poetry in his childhood. And when he studied, then he understood that actually the life's goal is to attain love of Godhead. That's why he was not very interested in material life, in material sense gratification. So he always used to remain indifferent to material sense gratifications. And his parents, they were watching him because they loved Narottam Das Thakur very much. That's why they were very careful and they were watching Narottam Das Thakur. And they saw that this son was not interested in material life. He was always remaining indifferent to material sense gratification. That's why the parents, they become scared. Generally in India, the parents, they always want their children should become like them. That is generally the desire of the parents. They want that their children would become like them. They would enter into grihastha ashram. They struggle for their existence. So in this way, Krishnananda Datta and Narayana Devi, when they saw Narottam Das Thakur was not interested in material life, they thought this child would leave home sometimes. So as a precaution, they engaged many chowkidars, watchmen, to just watch Narottam Das Thakur. So he would not leave home. He would stay at home. Because he was a king's son, naturally the king would want his son to take up the responsibility of the king later on and rule the kingdom. And there was no lack of opulence. So when he was guarded, Narottam Das Thakur was guarded by all these watchmen, so he was thinking, how to get out from here? So in the meantime, he heard about the glories of Lord Nityananda and Gauranga. Of course, by that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu had disappeared. But Narottam Das Thakur heard about them. And he became very attracted towards them, hearing their glories. So he was praying to లార్డ్ చైతన్య నిత్యానంద ప్రభు విదిన్ హిజ్ హార్ట్ టు డెలివర్ హిమ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ బండేజ్. సో నరోత్తమ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఆల్వేజ్ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్ ది హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ వాజ్ ప్రేయింగ్ టు శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ సాంగ్స్ రిటన్ బై నరోత్తమ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ విచ్ shows that how he was eager to leave home and come to Vrindavan. So one song is there, Hari Hari Kabe Habo Vrindavan Vasi. So Narottam Das Thakur was praying that my dear Lord, when I can become a resident of Vrindavan. This was his heart's desire. And how can I become a resident of Vrindavan? And then by becoming a resident of Vrindavan, what one would do? It is not just coming to Vrindavan and stay here. So Narottam Das Thakur was desiring Nirekhiva Nayane Jugala Rupa Rasi. So when I would go to Vrindavan, I become a resident of Vrindavan, then what I want to do there by becoming a resident of Vrindavan? I want to see the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. In my own eyes, in material eyes, I want to see this beautiful form of Radha and Krishna, then my life would be successful. So in this way he was praying. And then one day, some messenger came from the court of the emperor. That was the time when the Muslims were ruling India. So that messenger came and asked Krishnananda Datta to meet the king, meet the emperor, Muslim emperor. So Krishnananda Datta and his brother Purushottam Datta, both of them left to meet the emperor, Muslim emperor. And taking this opportunity, Narottam Das Thakur somehow or other convinced his mother and left home. And he was practically running, because he was afraid that when his father would know that he had left home, then he would send his men, like Raghunath Das Goswami. When he left, his father was sending again and again many men to bring him back. So Narottam Das Thakur was very afraid. So he was practically running every day without caring for food and water. So sometimes on the way he was coming to Vrindavan, leaving home and coming to Vrindavan. So on the way sometimes he would drink some milk, someone would give, he would drink some milk or take some fruits and roots. And in this way he was coming to Vrindavan by walking all the way from Bengal. Of course, now that is Bangladesh. From there he was coming to Vrindavan. And throughout the way he was praying to Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda and Sri Radha Krishna. That's why all these poems, bhajans written by Narottam Das Thakur was actually manifestation of his heart. What he was thinking, what he was praying, he was writing. So these poems are not written just for name and fame like people do. That was coming from his heart. That's why his poems are so heart-touching. When we sing, that would immediately touch our heart and melt our heart. So, in this way, Narottam Das Thakur at last arrived in Mathura with great difficulty. He took bath in Vishram Ghat and got darshan of Adi Keshava and then came to Vrindavan. And he had Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and all other Goswamis had left. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had left, specifically. So he started crying, remembering them, Rupa and Sanatan. And then he met Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was that time present here. So Jiva Goswami embraced Narottam Das Thakur and engaged him in the service of Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in his old age. And he was feeling utmost separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why day and night he was crying in separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lokanath Goswami, who was residing in Vrindavan, though he was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we don't see so much writing about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita because he personally had requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami not to write his name. He was so humble, very humble soul. He did not want his name and fame. So in his old age, he was always in separation from, feeling separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and crying throughout day and night. So Jiva Goswami engaged Narottam Das Thakur in his service. But Lokanath Goswami was so strict, he would not take anyone's service, even if he was very old in his old age. And when Narottam Das Thakur went to Lokanath Goswami and offered his obeisances at his lotus feet and told him that Jiva Goswami had sent him for his service, then Lokanath Goswami said, "How can I accept your service? I could not serve my worshipful Lord Gauranga. Though I am a servant of the Lord, I could not serve him. So I cannot take your service." He refused. But Narottam Das Thakur did not give up. He was instructed by Jiva Goswami, and he was determined to serve Srila Lokanath Goswami, even if he refused to give his service to him. That was the determination of Narottam Das Thakur. So Lokanath Goswami, in his old age, so he used to go to a particular place to pass stool and urine. And Narottam Das Thakur thought, since Lokanath Goswami would not allow him to serve him physically, so he thought, I should take up this service of my own. Because Lokanath Das Goswami would not give him any service. So what he would do every day, every night actually, before Lokanath Goswami goes to that place, he would come and clean the stool and urine of Lokanath Goswami. And then Lokanath Goswami would go and pass and stool and urine, then would come back, finish his nitya karma. But Lokanath Goswami, when he saw the place was clean, then he became very surprised. He said, how this place was clean? Who was cleaning that place? He became a little inquisitive. And he went one day, first day, second day, third day, every day he saw the place was clean. So he thought someone was doing that, cleaning that place. And he wanted to catch him. So one day, after passing stool and urine, then Lokanath Goswami came back and he was hiding in one place and watching who was coming and cleaning that place. Then he saw Narottam coming and cleaning that place and was going away. Lokanath Goswami caught him. He said, who told you to clean my clean this place? I never told you. So then Narottam Das Thakur folded his hands and paid obeisances at his lotus feet and said, he was crying, tears were flowing from his eyes. He said to Lokanath Goswami, that what can I do? Srila Jiva Goswami entrusted your service to me, and I have accepted you as my spiritual master. And I have dedicated my life at your lotus feet. So when you refused to give any service, I thought at least I can do this service for you. And if you bar me from this service or deny this service to me, then I cannot maintain my life. I will give up my life. Without your service, this life has no value for me. So when Lokanath Goswami saw the determination of Narottam Das Thakur, he became merciful to him. Lokanath Goswami had not accepted any disciple. Narottam Das Thakur was his first and last disciple. There was no other disciple of Lokanath Goswami. So he accepted him as his disciple. In that way, Narottam Das Thakur got the mercy of Srila Lokanath Goswami. So this shows that how, with great determination, one can draw the mercy of a great Vaishnava and the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That's why Rupa Goswami says in devotional service, three things are very important. Ussaha, nischaya, dharaya. Enthusiasm, determination, and patience. These three things are very, very important in devotional service. So if one has no determination, then it is very difficult for him to draw the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So determination to serve, in spite of all difficulties. Because sometimes when some difficulty comes in our service, then we give up. That means we lack determination. So there we lose. So Narottam Das Thakur got the mercy of his Guru Maharaj Sri Lokanath Goswami in this way. And then Sri Narottam Das Thakur stayed with Jiva Goswami. And there he met with Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, who later joined him. So these three personalities, they were studying all the Goswami literatures under the guidance of Srila Jiva Goswami. And then these three personalities, Srinivasa Acharya, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu, who was from Odisha, they had very good friendship among themselves. And they were traveling different pastime places in Braj. And they had actually decided, three of them, that they would stay in Vrindavan and never leave Vrindavan. But then, after some time, Srila Jiva Goswami, with consultation of other Vaishnavas, those who were living at that time in Vrindavan, decided to send these three personalities for preaching. They had decided to live in Vrindavan, but Jiva Goswami ordered them, "And now you, three of you, take these Goswami books, go to Bengal and preach." So Jiva Goswami, in this way, sent them from Vrindavan. So with a big box, all these Goswami literatures were loaded. And to guard that big box, there were so many persons engaged. And they took that big box in a bullock cart. They were walking all the way to Bengal. But on the way, in the entrance of Bengal, there was a place called Vana Vishnupur, where they were staying at night after doing kirtan and taking prasad, they were resting. That night, that box was stolen, which was containing all these Goswami literatures. So in the morning they got up, they saw the box was not there, so they were all crying. Jiva Goswami had entrusted all these Goswami books to take to Bengal and preach, but now the books are lost, they could not protect these books, which are the greatest wealth of the Goswamis. So they are all crying and wondering here and there, searching for these books. So they came to know that the king of that Vana Vishnupur, Birahambir, was actually the leader of the Dakars. So he came to know from his astrologer that there is a great wealth within that box. That astrologer told him. So he thought, if I steal this box, then I can get so much wealth. So that's how he employed his men, the dacoits, and they stole that box. And that box was in the palace of Brahmavir. So in the morning they were all wondering, then they came to know from some people, they said that actually the king of this area himself is a dacoit. He's the leader of the dacoits. He must have stolen this box. So when Srinivasa Acharya, who was the leader of the party, when he heard this, so he sent Narottam Das Thakur and Samananda Prabhu, and he stayed in Banavishnupur to retrieve the box full of books. So then he heard that this Srinivasa Acharya actually heard that this king was employing different Brahmins to hear Bhagavatam. So Srinivasa Acharya opted that he would come there through a Brahmin. He said, I would come and I will also recite Bhagavatam to the king. Because he understood that king has kept that box, so he had to convince him somewhere or other. So Srinivasa Acharya came and recited Bhagavatam, and he recited Bhagavatam and explained Bhagavatam in such a way, all those pandits, those who were reciting Bhagavatam, their head was down, out of shame. And the king was very much impressed by his recitation of Bhagavatam. So he came and offered himself at the feet of Srinivasa Acharya. And in the meantime, the king had opened that box and had seen that so many books were only there, no other wealth. So the king, after submitting himself at the feet of Srinivasa Acharya, begged for forgiveness that he had stolen the box and offered that box with himself at the lotus feet of Srinivasa Acharya. So in that way they got back the Goswami books. So in the meantime, Narottam Das Thakur, he went back to Bengal and he first wanted to visit the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And he went to Mayapur, and then he was sitting in the bank of the Ganges. And he was wondering, which is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya? So while sitting there in the bank of the Ganges, one Brahmin came. One old Brahmin came there to the bank of the Ganges. Then Narottam Das Thakur asked that Brahmin, that he offered his obeisances to that Brahmin and asked him the pathway to Nimai Pandit's house. So then that old Brahmin became very happy to hear this. He said, after a long time, I saw a follower of Lord Chaitanya who is looking for his house. So he said to Narottam Das Thakur, where are you coming from? He said, I am coming from Vrindavan, from the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami. And I want to See the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So that Brahmin showed him the pathway. Then Narottam Das Thakur asked that Brahmin, "Have you seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" He said, "Yes. Every day Lord Gauranga used to come to this bank of Ganges and sit under this tree, the same tree you are sitting now. Lord Gauranga used to come here and sit under this tree. And he used to teach his students here at this place. And from a distance, I used to watch him teaching his students. And I used to watch his beautiful form. And still now I remember that beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. That's why now every day I am coming to this place, the same place where Lord Gauranga was sitting, just to remember him, remember his beautiful form." Saying this, the old Brahmin was shedding tears. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He was crying, remembering Lord Chaitanya. So then Narottam Das Thakur, he fell at the feet of that old Brahmin and asked him to bless him so he could attend the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. So the Brahmin touched the head of Narottam Das Thakur and blessed him that he could attend the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Then Narottam Das Thakur came to the house of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time Vishnupriya Devi and Satyamata had left. So Suklambara Brahmachari and Ishan Thakur, both of them were staying at the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they had become very old also. So Narottam Das Thakur went there and saw Suklambara Brahmachari, paid his obeisances, and then Suklambara Brahmachari asked him, "Where are you coming from?" So he said, "I am coming from the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan." Hearing this, Suklambara Brahmachari immediately raised Narottam Das Thakur, who was paying his obeisances to him, and embraced him and blessed Srila Narottam Das Thakur. In the same way, Narottam Das Thakur got the blessings of his son Thakur. Then he went to Srivas Pandit's house. There he got the blessings of Sripati and Srinidhi, Srivas Pandit's brothers. These two were left by that time. Then Narottam Das Thakur went to Santipur. Santipur, Advaita Acharya was not there. His son Advaita Achyutananda was there. So he got his blessings. Then he went to different places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates who were living at that time in different places, and he got their blessings. Then he went back to Kheturi. There, when he went back to his village, whom he had left long time back. So after a long time he was going back, and Santosh Datta, because his parents had left by that time, and his cousin brother was the king at that time, Santosh Datta. So when he heard that Narottam Das Thakur was coming back to their city, so he made an elaborate arrangement to receive Narottam Das Thakur. He employed so many men waiting in the outskirts of the town to receive Narottam Das Thakur, and there are so many gates were made on the way to receive Narottam Das Thakur, and then so many flags, gates, and then water pots were decorating the in front of different houses. So in this way, Santosh Datta himself was waiting with some people to receive Narottam Das. And when Narottam Das Thakur came, Santosh Datta was crying, seeing him after a long time. So then he fell flat at his lotus feet. Then Narottam Das Thakur lifted Santosh Datta and blessed him. And then he came and he stayed there. Then Santosh Datta became the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And after that, Santosh Datta expressed the desire to build a temple there and install deities. And Narottam Das Thakur agreed. So within short time, Santosh Datta built a temple for the Lord, and he wanted to install 6 deities. So he made the temple hall, then kirtan mandap, guest house, kitchen for the Lord, and all these elaborate arrangements were made. And to install the deities on the Gaurapurnima day, under the guidance of Narottam Das Thakur, so many Vaishnavas from different places were invited, including Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, Jannava Mata and Vasudha Devi. So all these great personalities were invited, and they were all present in Kheturi Mahotsav. That was the famous festival, Gaur Purnima festival, and deity installation festival was done. So the 6 deities were installed in that festival. One was Gauranga Mahaprabhu's deity. And then another deity was Krishna's deity. Then another deity, Ballavi Kanta, the name of the deity. Another one, Brajamohan. Today we are hearing announcement, Radha Brajamohan, he is now in Vrindavan. Brajamohan deity were installed there at Kheturi Mahotsav. And then Radha Raman and Radha Kanta. So all these deities were installed personally by Srinivasa Acharya. And when Narottam Das Thakur, by the order of Jannava Mata, started doing kirtan in Kheturi Mahotsav on Gaurapurnima day, Narottam Das Thakur was singing so melodiously, so sweetly, that all the Vaishnavas present there were moved by his singing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appeared in that kirtan. All the devotees were chanting and dancing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and all other associates, they all appeared in that kirtan and started chanting and dancing. That was the glories of Kheturi Mahotsav, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appeared. So that's why it has been described that Kibananda Vihola Advaita Nityananda Kiba Bhakta Mandali Madhyate Gaurachandra. So Advaita Nityananda, they were all blissfully dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, He was also dancing in the midst of all other Vaishnavas. So, in that way, this Khetari Mahasav became very famous. And since Narottam Das Thakur, after that, also became very famous. So, when the Smartha Brahmanas heard about this, because Narottam Das Thakur was not born in Brahmin family. But he was a great acharya, and when he was glorified after Khetari Mahasav, the Brahmins became very envious of him. So there was one Brahmin who was a learned scholar and he was teaching his students. So he became very critical of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So he was criticizing Narottam Das Thakur in front of his students. He was practically telling his students, criticizing Narottam Das Thakur. And by doing this, he got leprosy. By criticizing Narottam Das Thakur, a great Vaishnava, he got leprosy. And he was suffering too much. He was suffering so much from that pain of leprosy that he thought, I would just jump into Ganges and give up my life. Because it was difficult for him to tolerate the pain. So then, that night he saw a dream. Because generally the Brahmins at that time were worshippers of Durga and Shiva. So this Brahmin particularly was worshipper of Durga, goddess. So he saw a dream that the goddess Durga was telling this Brahmin in dream that you have committed a great offense at the lotus feet of a great Vaishnava, Narottam Das Thakur. That's why you have got this leprosy. So if you want to survive, then immediately you go to Narottam Das Thakur and beg forgiveness from him. Then after that dream, next morning, that Brahmin, after taking bath, went to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, fell at his lotus feet and started crying. And then he described everything, that how he saw the dream, how Mother Goddess had instructed him to come and beg forgiveness. So Narottam Das Thakur became very pleased with that Brahmin, and immediately his leprosy was cured. So everyone became very surprised. And then Narottam Das Thakur's fame spread all over again, that Narottam Das Thakur cured this Brahmin from leprosy. And then another time, Narottam Das Thakur was going to the Ganges with Ramchandra Kaviraj. Ramchandra Kaviraj was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. But Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur were very good friends. That's why we hear in Narottam Das Thakur's prayers, Ramachandra Sangam Age Narottam Das. He was always desiring the association of Ramchandra Kaviraj. So both of them were going towards Ganges. So that time they saw two Brahmin boys. They were herding some goats and sheep and going towards the Ganges. So Narottam Das Thakur saw these Brahmin boys, then he was telling to Ramchandra Kaviraj that you see, these two boys, they seem they are born in Brahmin families. They are this Brahmin thread. And they are born in Brahmin families. They are such beautiful persons. But what activity they are doing? They are herding some goats and sheep. In this way they are wasting their life, wasting their time. If they would have worshipped Krishna, the most worshipable Lord, their life would have become successful. Because they are born in Brahmin families, and the Brahmins are supposed to worship Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and teach the same thing to others. But instead of doing this, they are herding some sheep and goats. This is mlecha karma. The mlechas, those are outcasts, they do this thing, herding these goats and sheep. So these two boys, they heard this. So then they went to Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. And then they asked them that actually you seem you are great personalities. From your appearance, we can understand that you are not ordinary persons. Because Narottam Das Thakur was very beautiful. All the symptoms of great personalities were there. Ramchandra Kaviraj was also a great personality. So these two Brahmin boys recognized them as great personalities. Then they said that you look like great personalities, and what you just told, we think that was true. We are born in Brahmin family, but our father Sivananda Acharya, he is a worshipper of Devi, goddess. He is worshipping goddess Durga. And he had sent us to get these goats and sheep, so we could take these goats and sheep to him, so he would sacrifice them in front of goddess Durga. That's how we had come, and we are taking these goats and sheep. But what can we do? This was the instruction of our father. We are following his instructions. So please give us some instruction by which we can make our life perfect. Because just now you are telling how our life become perfect. So please give us some instruction. So then Narottam Das Thakur told that the path your father is following is actually the path of people who are in the mode of ignorance and passion. The people who are in the mode of ignorance and passion, they generally, for their own pleasure, they sacrifice animals. And in this way, they perform violence to other animals for their own pleasure. This type of activity is in the mode of ignorance and passion. And this will not lead one to be delivered from this bondage of material life. So if you want to be delivered from this cycle of birth and death, if you want to be delivered from this material life, then you have to give up this path of violence. Violence to other living entities. And worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Then immediately these two brothers, Hari Rama and Ramakrishna, their name, they fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur. And told them that, please guide us. We don't want to do this service to our fathers, who is misguiding us. So they let loose all the goats and sheep. So they all went away. And these two brothers, instead of going back home, they went with Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. And next day they shaved their head, took bath in the Ganges, put tilak, Vaishnava tilak, put kantimala, and took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. One took from Narottam Das Thakur, another took from Ramchandra Kaviraj. So they stayed there for some time, and their father Sivananda Acharya was looking for them. What happened to my sons? They had gone to get some goats and sheep, so I would sacrifice them, but they are nowhere to be seen. So he was wondering. Then after some time he got information that these boys have become now Vaishnavas. He was furious. Sivananda Acharya, a smart Brahmin, was very furious. Then after few days, then these two boys, Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, they came to their house. And their father scolded them. He said, who told you to become Vaishnavas? Are the Vaishnavas greater than the Brahmins? So then these two boys, they argued with their father. Yes, sir. Yes, the Brahmins are greater than the Vaishnavas are greater than Brahmins. But then Sivananda Acharya thought that let me arrange an argument with a pandit who would argue with my sons and defeat them. So I want to prove that the Vaishnavas are lower than the Brahmins, not greater than Brahmins. So he employed one big pandit to discuss with his sons. And these two sons actually defeated that pandit. They said, whomever you worship, even you install the deity of a goddess, but still you need to worship Shaligram Srila. Unless you worship Shaligram Srila, the deity of the goddess cannot be installed. So that means Shaligram Srila Narayan, Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord. Not that this goddess and other demigods are Supreme Lord. So in this way that pandit was defeated. And Sivananda Acharya was very furious. He could not do anything. He wanted to defeat this bias, but they could not be defeated. And then all these Brahmins, they got together. Generally, they are envious of Vaishnavas. And then they went to the king that time, King Narasingha, and complained about Narottam Das Thakur, that he is born in Sudra family and he is making all the Brahmins as his disciple. So this is not proper. Brahmins are greater than the Sudras. So now he is accepting Brahmins as his disciples. This has to be stopped. So then King Narasingha asked them that, what you want? Then they said, we want to employ one big pandit who can defeat Narottam Das. So then he will stop taking Brahmins as his disciples. So King Narasingha said, okay, you arrange the pandit, I will also go with him. And we will go and there will be discussion with Narottam Das Thakur and we will see who wins in the discussion. So they all came being prepared. So then Narottam Das Thakur, Thakur's disciples, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kabira, they heard this thing. So then they devised a way how to face them. So they devised a way that they would not come to Narottam Das Thakur to argue with Narottam Das Thakur. So both of them went to a bazaar. The way they will be coming, there was a bazaar, Kumarpur. So they opened two shops there. One shop was selling earthen pots. Another shop selling betel nuts. So Ramchandra Kaviraj was owner of one shop that was selling earthen pots. And Ganganand Chakravarti was the owner of the shop selling betel nuts. So because they know that when these Brahmins would come, they would not eat outside, they have to cook. And for cooking they need earthen pots. So they would come to his shop to buy earthen pots. And then after eating, the Brahmins would chew pan, betel nuts. So they will come to the betel shop. So then, when these Brahmins came with that Pandit and King Narasingha, they sent their students to get some earthen pots. So when the students came, so these shopkeepers selling earthen pots, they spoke in Sanskrit to them. So they were surprised that the shopkeeper is speaking Sanskrit, talking in Sanskrit with them. So they also talked to them in Sanskrit and they had some discussion. And the students were defeated by the shopkeeper. They went and told their guru, the original Pandit. So he also came with other Brahmins. And he also was defeated by this shopkeeper. And the same thing happened with the other shopkeeper who was selling betel nuts. Then they found out from people that who are these people. So then they came to know that they are the students, disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. Then they thought if the disciples could defeat them, then what to speak of their guru? So they are going to be defeated. So they all came to Narottam Das Thakur and begged forgiveness. And in that way, so they went back. In this way, actually, these two disciples of Narottama Das Thakur defeated these Brahmins, and since then they stopped telling against Narottama Das Thakur. And Narottama Das Thakur made so many Brahmin disciples. So there are so many other stories now, already we are late. So I would stop here. Jai Shri Narottama Das Thakur ki, Jai Shri Sigarnitai ki, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Radha Sam Sundar Lalita Visakhadevi ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari.